good evening to everyone. My name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to welcome everyone to tonight's Moore Success Team Prepaid Legal Conference call. Guys, we've got a very exciting call lined up for you guys tonight. I hope you guys are ready to take some good notes and learn a lot of invaluable information. Before we get started, I would like to really say a special thank you to, I get some recognition that to my wife, Stephanie. She was the number one producer for the week of for Prepaid Legal last week and all of Prepaid Legal. I think that's pretty neat. And she's my wife, so I'm extremely proud of her for that accomplishment. But to get things kicked off tonight, guys, I'd like to go out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Platinum 2 Executive Director, Millionaire Club member, six-figure income earner. Most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and I want to thank you for opening up the call tonight. And, of course, I want to congratulate Stephanie again for being the number one top producer in prepaid last week. She did an incredible job. I know she's opening up a lot of schools here in Oklahoma, and very, very proud of her, as you are. But I have one quick announcement that I'd like to make. You know, the response for the August promotions, they've been amazing. But, ladies and gentlemen, they're about to get better, because there's going to be some announcements coming soon that's going to allow you to maintain your momentum and build your business all the way into September. But there is a prerequisite, and that is you must attend an advanced product training. And, of course, an upcoming APT is Saturday, August the 21st. Attending an APT is an absolute requirement for the announcements that are coming. Of course, at the APT, you're going to get four full hours of product information and training. It's going to benefit you, your organization, and you'll be able to hear the announcements of what's coming for the rest of August and September. But if you're not there, you will miss out on both points. So, again, mark it on your calendars. Look in your different marketplaces. But Saturday, August 21st, is the next APT, and we want to encourage each and every one of you to attend that so you'll know what's fixing to take place within Prepaid Legal. But tonight, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to be hearing from one of the top executive directors on our Moore Success team. We're going to start out with him. Then we're going to take you to another top executive director, was actually a top recruiter on our team last week in Prepaid Legal. And then at the end, you're going to be hearing about the upcoming Dallas Leadership Summit, and we're excited about all of that. But to kick things off and to begin tonight's call, and, of course, to introduce our first special guest speaker, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to Platinum 5 Executive Director. He's a $500,000 ring earner, an original Millionaire Club member, the Executive Vice President of Prepaid Legal, and, of course, the leader of our Moore Success team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on the call, Mr. Moore?
Right here, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Go right ahead.
Well, Randy, before I even start the call, I'd like to thank everybody who's been praying for me and tell them I have one more obstacle to overcome tomorrow. So sometime tomorrow morning, if you say a little prayer for me, I would really appreciate that, because things are beginning to really go great, and I'd like to be back out in the field more than what I've been able to, and I've asked God to help me do that. And I've had a meeting with Mr. Stonecipher and Wilbur Smith and John Long and Melanie Lawson and Mark Brown, and I think you're going to see your APTs get even better and better, Randy. I've asked them to really bear down on product knowledge, because, you know, if you've got product knowledge, it brings you confidence. If you've got confidence, you've got enthusiasm. With enthusiasm, the people read that in you, and you don't have to fake it, and they're going to buy into the program and see it for what it is. But, you know, tonight, that's enough about that, Randy. But tonight, we got a guy on that I'm telling you, I really, really admire this young man. He started out on his own when he's 16 years old, and believe me, I know how that is, because I started out on my own completely when I was 16 years old myself. You know, and at the age of 18 years of age, somebody introduced him to Prepaid Legal. What a lucky person that was. Made $500 his first day in the business, Randy. Imagine that. $500. He's a great speaker, a hard worker, executive director. He's a Christian. He's a great team player. He's on his way to Platinum. It's great and wonderful to have him on the call tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jeff.
Can you hear me, Mr. Moore?
Hear you loud and clear, Jeff. Good to hear your voice.
Absolutely. Good to hear your voice, and what an honor it is to be on the call tonight. I about fell over backwards when I got the email to be the guest speaker. I definitely appreciate that. I take it very serious because of the legacy that, of course, that you've given us, Mr. Moore, and, you know, it's just the inspiration of you know, somebody that's been in the game for three decades from start to finish to persevere in the to help, bring prepaid legal into what it's become. I just, again, thank you guys for having me on the line. And
thank you for being on the line. We appreciate it, Jacob. It's your program, my friend. Go for it.
All right. Well, I'm going to do my best to bring my A-game tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you'll get something out of this. And really, I want to start out by kind of expanding on my story, and I think that's really the most powerful training I can bring to the line tonight because I like it, I'm in it, and it's true, and it's kind of a rags-to-riches story, and I think it's inspirational because of the background. As Mr. Moore said, I did move out when I was 16, and I found myself struggling at 18 years old, trying to figure out what I was going to do with my life, and I was at a crossroads, and everybody around me was telling me, listen, Jacob, go to school, get good grades, go out, get the great job, and all the other stuff, and challenge was I could see the writing on the wall of the economy. I knew that that was an old set of rules to a game that had changed immensely. And I'm not knocking education. I think everybody should get one. But, again, I knew that I wanted something different. I wanted time and financial freedom. I wanted to be, the captain of my own ship, be able to dictate, the things in my life. And so one day, literally by accident, I stumbled upon Prepaid Legal, and they showed me a DVD. And if you're taking notes, I'd write that down because being systemic third party is so huge when you're recruiting. It's one thing when you're going out selling memberships. That's a different ballgame because when you're marketing a membership and you're bringing on a new member, you really want to make sure you do a great job at inspiring that member and getting them to understand the value of the service, to buy it and to keep it long term. But when you're recruiting, it's so important to make sure that you keep it as duplicatable as possible. And at 18, here's the challenge. I had no credibility in the marketplace. I had no real working capital. I'd never done anything like this before, and I just thank God that my sponsor showed me a DVD because I realized, you know what, I can show a DVD too. And so, anyway, my life has never been the same since. I got started. I plugged into the very simple system, and, of course, that's the simple side of things. There were a lot of ups and downs because it is a real business. But, through the ups and downs, I learned how to become an entrepreneur. I learned leadership. And eventually was able to hit the top position, eventually went on to platinum, and, of course, now we're chasing down the Moors down with the multiple six figures and whatnot. And, of course, that's the ultimate dream. But the reason why I love that story is because I'm a college dropout. I was a waiter when I got here, not just any college, Texas Junior College. So it's not like I was in Harvard, okay? So you're being trained by somebody that's definitely probably not the most academically intelligent person out there, but I just love it because it's proof positive of what type of a vehicle that we really have. And with that, I just look at where we're at now in 2010, and I just think it's absolutely amazing because as you go out there and you're recruiting people and you're bringing them on board, we're in the worst economy since the Great Depression. We're at record unemployment rates. I don't need to replay CNN, but the CNN news, but we're definitely in dire straits as a country right now, but not inside of Prepaid Legal. As you guys saw with the recent quarterly reports we just gave, and of course the fact that our stock jumped up another few dollars per share, I just think it's absolutely amazing that we've actually got a beacon of light right now in an industry of darkness. And I just want everybody to have the posture to know that you've got something that can absolutely change somebody's life, and to know that the timing's better today than what it was when I got started all those years ago, and of course way better than it was when Mr. Moore got started all those years ago. I think that's amazing. It's just, again, it's a testimony to the incredible vehicle that we've got, and I don't think there's a conference call, a meeting, or anything else that we can't get into where the leadership shouldn't just be constantly reselling the vision and reminding us what it is that we have. And I just think it's amazing because we've got two things here. Not only do we have a rock-solid company, an amazing market that we own and all that stuff, but if you look at it, we've got the best of both worlds. We've got a crusade, and we've got an opportunity. 50% of what we do is selling the dream of the crusade, equal justice under law. But the other 50% to know that, we've actually got an opportunity where, we can create more millionaires than any other single opportunity in history. I just think as we walk out each and every day, we got to hold our heads higher. We got to talk to more people. We got to be driving the activity faster than we've ever driven it before. Because again, the best is still yet to come. And so really, as I segue into a little bit, as far as some training tonight, this is a couple of things that I've noticed. Being in the trenches lately and really getting in there and building. Now, I'm a big network. I love to build teams. I love to do network marketing. That's my passion. That's my favorite thing to do is to be able to sit down with somebody, sell them the dream on how they can do better financially in their family, and then show them a roadmap to be able to go out and do that. And as we're hitting the trenches and we're running hard out here in Southern California, you know, there's some things that I've noticed out there that people today that would never look at network marketing are looking at it. So I just encourage you guys, if you're taking notes, you know, sit down and act like you're brand new again. You know, fall back in love with the game like you're brand new. Remember what it was like when you, when the ink wasn't even dry on your associate application yet. You hadn't been to your first convention yet. Remember what it was like when you were brand new, that excitement you brought to the table. Re-sign yourself back up. Sit down. I encourage you guys to sit down and make another list again, because sometimes when you're in the game for a little while, sometimes we have a tendency to think, well, maybe I've talked to everybody on my list, but you'd be surprised. If you sit down and make another one, there are people on that list that maybe 5 years ago would never have looked at an opportunity because they were making a six-figure income at a high corporate position, or maybe they, you know, in real estate or whatever it might be. And I'm finding that going back to those people, they have been humbled because they've been stopped dead in their tracks with the economy, and there are people that are not only looking at prepaid legal, that have never looked at it before, but they're diving in left and right, and they're coming in with a frenzied emotion. Like it's amazing. It's never been easier to recruit than it is right now. And so again, I just encourage you, make another list. You know, get back, go back after those people who maybe never would have looked at it before, because again, it's, you know, those people are getting started. And so I know we've done that, and we've had just some amazing results at getting a lot of those big fish into the game that we couldn't have gotten in a few years back. And not only that, but, you know, I know that you guys are going to be talking about the Dallas convention, but I've got to speak my mind on that because we're so close to it. I just urge each and every person on the call, whether you're brand new or whether you've been in the game for a while, you got to get to the Dallas convention. I mean, I'll never forget, in my first convention, I don't know if Mr. Moore remembers this or not, but I'll never forget. I was scared to death. I wasn't sure if this was gonna work for me. And I remember we had a Las Vegas convention, and my leadership said, "Listen, you gotta go if you want to be successful. You gotta go to the convention." I remember saying, "Look, I can't afford to go." And you know, my sponsor was, I thank God he was bold enough to look me in the eye and say, "Listen, if you can't afford to go, you can't afford not to go. You've got to be there. You've got to buy in. You've got to participate in your own rescue." And so, you know, he sold me on that vision, and so I went out on a leap of faith, and I'll never forget, I stacked into a Tahoe with a bunch of other people. We definitely were not safety belt compliant in that Tahoe. I wouldn't recommend that, but I didn't care if I was going to ride on the roof of the car. I was getting there. But anyway, loaded in that Tahoe, drove 10-12 hours to the convention. I remember sleeping on the floor with, you know, 8 or 9 other guys in the same room. And by the way, when you do that, that doesn't smell good at all. You know, I remember there were so many people, you know, packed in that room that they wouldn't give us any more pillows or blankets because, you know, of course, when we checked in, somebody only said that there was 2 people in the room. They're like, "Well, you don't need 57 pillows if there's 2 people in the room." But anyway, we made it work out. We ate the peanut butter and jelly. You know, we got into the event. I'll never forget, I walked in my first day of the event, and there was this sweet little lady that comes running up to me from the front row. I was sitting near the back. And she came up to me before they let everybody in, and because I got in, because I won't get into that, but at the time my girlfriend got into a little accident, so she got in early with a wheelchair because we didn't want to get trampled. But anyway, so we're in this event, and it's before anybody comes in. I'll never forget, you know, Miss Shirley Moore comes walking up to me, and she just gets talking to me, and I thought, man, this lady is so sweet. And she said, "What, you know, who are you with?" And I said, "Well, I'm working with the Hughes brothers." And she just gave me a big old hug and a kiss and said, "Wow, you're in my team." And I'll never forget this. She walked me all the way from the back, all the way to the very front row. And I believe she gave up Mr. Moore and her seat for us for that very first convention. And I thank God she did that, because I remember sitting on the front row. It was a different experience than sitting on the back row. And
I remember that, Jacob.
Yeah, it was amazing. I'll never, ever forget that. It was very touching. So, but anyway, sitting on that front row, I remember, you know, seeing the inspirational stories and watching what was happening. And I can just tell you guys that literally that one event shaved 6 to 12 months off my learning curve, if not more. And it was the information I learned at a national convention like what you're going to experience in Dallas that got us all the way to executive director and beyond. You know, we were job-free by age 22, and that was well over 6-7 years ago now. And the lifestyle's been amazing. You know, as a college dropout, to be able to travel the world, to do the ministries, the charities, the things that we've been able to do, it's just been an absolute godsend. And so, anyway, I might be a little over, I might be a little under, but that's really all I wanted to share tonight. And again, just thank you so much for having me on the line. We definitely appreciate you guys. And again, if there's somebody brand new or somebody on the line struggling, if there's one thing I can tell you as I pass the call back over to the leadership tonight, you can do this. You can do this from the bottom of my heart. I know you can do this. There's no question you can do it. There's no question whatsoever. And if you don't have that belief, borrow some of mine. And for those of you that are, you know, brand new, not sure if you can do it, you can. And those of you maybe, you know, you just had a bad week and maybe this tonight was going to be your last conference call, don't let it be. Figure out a way to stay in the game. Make sure that you get out to that convention. And if you just stay the course, you follow your leadership, you do the things you need to do, you work on yourself, you do the personal development, there's no question you'll be on a call like this in no time at all, and we'll be hearing your story and listening to you train us and our new associates. So once again, thank you so much for Mr. Moore for having me on the line. I'm going to go ahead and pass it back over to you.
All right, Mr. Mefford, thank you very much. We're so very proud of you and what you've been able to accomplish, and you're a very big part of our team, and I know you're leading the national expansion of prepaid all across North America, and you're just an incredible young man. Got a big future in front of you, and thank you for being on our call, and especially thank you for being on the team.
We sure appreciate you, Jacob, very, very much.
Thank you, sir.
All right, now I want to go out to Durant, Oklahoma. A young lady that I'm very, very proud of, have the utmost respect for, is one of the hardest working ladies I've ever seen, overcome many adversities. But she's actually was recognized on this morning's leadership call as being the number four top recruiter in prepaid legal last week. In fact, she recruited five personal recruits. But most people don't realize that this lady we're fixing to talk about was actually specializes in group marketing, and she was one of the top recruiters. In fact, she wrote about 30, I believe it was 30 membership apps Friday, and then she wrote another 30 today. But she absolutely understands the importance and value of recruiting, and that's none other than Miss Lynette Bourne. Miss Bourne, are you on the call?
Yes, sir, I am.
Well, I want to congratulate you, and I want to welcome you to the call, and I'd like for you to share whatever you want to with the team tonight.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate that. I don't know that I'm a pro at either group or at recruiting, and as you know, you have given me many speeches before about recruiting, because that's how you build your team, and I've been one of those hard-headed people who thought I could do it on my own, but I am learning. I am learning most definitely that the trial and error does make a difference, but I also learned from another one of the associates that we have on the Moore team, Sherilyn Degatta, that when you go to places to do a group, it doesn't mean you just have to go in and do groups. So keep your mind open and keep your ears open, listen and be patient. You'll hear other people share their needs. You'll hear them share other people in their lives, their family, and their path, wherever it may be, that could use the same membership that they're being offered in their group. And you can take that opportunity after you're through with group to either call them later the next day, or if they have an opportunity after it's over, to visit with them for just a few minutes. If they're looking to make some extra income, that opens the door of opportunity for them. And if not, well, then also it gives you an opportunity to do some things to help the people they care about. But I also have found that just keeping an open mind, not every place that I go do I feel like it's the place to recruit, but keeping an open mind, like I said, and listening to what people say, I can always go back to that and refer to it. And I heard the gentleman saying before me that there are so many people that we encounter in our past that are not interested. But if you just continue to keep them on your list and go back to them, and I've heard Brian Carruthers say that many times, go back to them because lives change and different things happen where sometimes that opportunity looks more inviting to them, and I have found that to be true. But going where you do your own business or where you spend your money is something that Mr. Moore has taught us from the very beginning of my career in prepaid, and that's something that happened last week. We went to a business to buy some furniture for a grandmother, and the young lady made a comment about single mom raising her son, need extra money, and that opened an opportunity, and she became a recruit. She has recruited a couple of people and sold a couple of memberships simply because it was an opportunity that no one has shared with her. And there's just so many different things that happen like that. One of the groups I had, someone there made a comment that they could use some extra income, and a couple of days later I followed up with that. And that's just what I have begun to learn. Don't just go in and think, okay, I have taking care of my group, I've educated people and made them, you know, aware of our membership and done something for them. But let's move a little further and let's help the company and offer business plans and let's see if there's anyone else interested in earning income as well. And it has worked. It truly works.
Well, Ms. Bourne, I know you're a retired school teacher. Is that right?
That's what you could call it, yes, indeed.
Well, I know you taught for many, many years. In fact, you taught our kids in school, and I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And like I said, I know you have overcome a lot of adversities throughout your career with Prepaid Legal, but you're doing an awesome job with not only selling memberships, but also now your recruiting has come up to be recognized on this morning's leadership call. Was quite an accomplishment, and I just want to congratulate you and in front of our whole team tonight and to edify you just a little bit because we're so very proud of you and your accomplishments.
I appreciate that, and thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Annette. We appreciate you. This is Kenneth. We appreciate you very much, and thank you for being patient with my grandkids while you're trying to teach them.
Well, we'll listen to you. Remember, I was only about 12 when I talked to
him.
Isn't that right?
No, I thought you were 11, but maybe you were 12 or 13.
Okay. Well, again, Lynette, thank you for being on the call and keep up the good work, okay?
You're welcome. Thank
All right,
you.
I know you got a busy week ahead of you. But now I want to go to Arizona and to $250,000 ring earner, Millionaire Club member, Mr. Tony Hughes, who wants to talk about the importance and value of the upcoming Leadership Summit in Dallas. Mr. Hughes, are you on the call?
Yes, I am, Mr. Moore. It was great to hear from Mr. Jacob Medford and also Lynette Bourne, two associates that I've been very privileged to know from almost the very beginning of their careers in Prepaid Legal and to watch them blossom into national public speakers and to have the kind of success that they're having. That's a real, you know, just gives you a sense of pride and gratitude and just a good feeling overall to see that commitment and dedication coming from people like that, and then to watch the success that comes as they sacrifice and as they commit and as they just flat don't quit. And that's what happens to people like Lynette Bourne and Jacob Medford. So appreciate the training that they shared, and congratulations to Lynette for being one of the top recruiters in the country. Incredible. I just wanted to share for just a couple minutes tonight, give everybody just a little bit of a insight on the power and the positive things that come from attending a Prepaid Legal convention. You know, this year is the first time since the year 2000, I believe, that we're actually going to Dallas, Texas. The last time I went to a convention, it was in Dallas. It was in the year 2000, and that was in, I believe, October of 2000. And then we've been going to Las Vegas for the last 10 years. So it's really been a big change to not go to Vegas in the fall. But I'll tell you, you know, I think that we're going to find out, you know, we're going to find out who the real warriors are on the More Success team. We're going to find out, because there's a lot of people. I even talked to a ring earner today. It was very discouraging, very disappointing. But this ring earner had decided that they weren't going to go to Dallas. And I sent them an email, and I just tried to do everything I could to get them to reconsider that terrible decision that they have made. And I just want to encourage everybody on the team, that is not, I don't care if you're a ring earner, a Millionaire Club member, a Platinum Executive Director, you never miss a convention. And the people that we're going to find out about at this convention, we're going to find out the people that are really serious about this business, because I think half the people that go to Vegas, you'll find them on the slot machines, gambling and doing all kinds of stuff that they shouldn't be doing. They ought to be in the convention hall learning and working on building their future. And you know, now the company announces that we're going to Dallas, and a lot of people are, well, I'm not going to go because it's in Dallas. It's not in Vegas. Well, are you here to gamble? Are you here to go out and carouse and do all that nonsense? Are you here to make money? And so I've got some warriors from the More Success team that I've got on the call tonight. We're going to go out to them, and these are people that are just highly favored by our family and by the More Success team, people that are dedicated and devoted, that never give in and never give up. They're always committed to attend the national conventions. And so it's with great honor that I'm going to go, first of all, to the great state of New Mexico and to my dear friends, the Rossers. I think we've got Mrs. Angelina Rosser, who's just about ready to give birth to a new baby, her firstborn child, any second. But Ms. Rosser, maybe you could just share your thoughts about attending the Dallas Leadership Convention next month. Are you there, Angelina? Oh, shoot. She's not there. All right. Well, let's try.
Mister, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. I thought you were on the call.
Okay, sorry.
Thank you.
Hit the wrong button.
Appreciate it.
You know, I go back to 2004 when Brian and I joined the business, and we joined 2 weeks prior to the convention in September of 04. And I'll never forget our upline. Mr. Kyle Kimbrell told us over the phone, because at the time I lived in Texas, he said, if you're serious, we'll see you in Vegas. And, you know, we didn't really even know what prepaid legal was at that point, and we got on a plane and we went to Vegas, and we went to the whole convention, and we didn't leave because he told us that you can't leave, and so we didn't know any different, so we stayed in our seats the entire time. And it's something that I'm so thankful he told us that, because now every convention we stay in our seats. I've yet to leave a convention early, go back to the room and go play or anything like that, because it was something that was embedded in us from the very beginning. And, you know, it's something that at that convention it went from my head to my heart. We've always attended. We've attended every single convention. This time will be our 13th convention to go to. And like I said, we just learn something new every time. And I really don't see a reason people can't be at convention. Last year I took my father out of the hospital straight to convention. I was the only one to take care of him. And I said, Dad, we got to go to convention and you got to go with us. And he was in a wheelchair and just had his leg amputated, but we were there. And this year, you know, our baby is due 8 days before the convention. And I've told the doctor, we got to be in Dallas. So God willing and baby willing, we will be there. You know, so I don't really see any reason people can't be there. It's something you need to do. You need to be there. It changes everything from that point forward. And I'm very thankful it's been moved from Vegas to Dallas, because I feel that Vegas was always a distraction. And like you said, I think it'll be different this year, because people will see who's really serious about the business and being able to take it from there. But, you know, if you're one of those people that can't afford it, don't know how you're going to get there, speak up. Let somebody know in your organization, your upline, somebody sideline to you that you're having trouble, because there's lots of people that are. Don't be embarrassed by that. Let us help, you know, let people help you, carpool, different hotels you can share, things like that. But speak up and let somebody know that you're in that position, and they'll be able to assist you and help you connect to different people. So look forward to seeing you all there with a brand-new baby. Thank you, Mr. Hughes.
Thank you, Mrs. Rosser. I appreciate that. I just could spend another 15, 20 minutes just talking about how much I admire you. I remember your father coming there with his leg just getting amputated, and bless your heart, there you were pushing him around. He shouldn't have been there in the first place, but you know how important it was to you and Brian. So we're excited to see your new baby here in just a few weeks. I'd like to go out now to the great state of California to an executive director on our team. That's Joan Williams. Joan, maybe you could just share a quick testimonial on your thoughts about attending convention. Joan?
Absolutely, Mr. Hughes. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, you sound great. Thanks, Joan.
I thank you so much. This is a real honor to talk to the whole team here across the country. I just want to share my story of my first convention. I had signed up as an associate about a month after the previous convention. The next one was going to be Las Vegas, and everybody on my sponsor and everyone said, you're going to convention, aren't you? And I said, no, I can't afford it. I wasn't working. I hadn't really done much with prepaid legal yet. And I thought I'd get out of it. You know, I could just say, I just can't afford to go. Well, they kept bugging me about it. And they finally came down to the wire. It was time to really commit. And they just kept, it wasn't until really Tony Hughes himself said, the only reason you wouldn't go to convention is if there's a death in the family, yours. And that's the one that really spoke to me. That was kind of, okay, well, I guess if I don't want my business to die, I guess I better do something with this. And really, once I got there, my upline was very good about getting me there. And, you know, you get this far, you can ride with us and that kind of thing, and sharing rooms and all of that. But you know what? The effort made it even more worthwhile, because it was a little bit of an effort. I really went on a shoestring. I kind of promised myself I wouldn't go unless I could make a couple sales and have the money in my pocket. And sure enough, I showed up with some apps that I turned in and got paid while I was in Las Vegas. So it was definitely worth it. But what it really did for me was help me to see what I had really started, and the new venture of really starting to change my life and the lives of everyone that I come in touch with. And I'm so thankful that they insisted that I go to the very first convention that I could go to, and just follow the formula about however many you bring to the convention, 10 times that will join your team over the next 6 months. And I can tell you that's true. I had 7 people at a convention in Las Vegas, and even before the next convention, we had 86 new recruits. So I know it works. So that's my reason for going every time and getting as many on my team as I can to go. It's Executive Director by Big D, ED by Big D. So we'll see you all there in Dallas.
Thank you so much, Ms. Williams. I really appreciate that testimonial. Now we're going to go out to the great state of Colorado and hear from Debbie Sporleader. Debbie, I know you've been to a bunch of conventions. Maybe you could just share a quick testimonial with the team tonight. Debbie, are you muted?
Well, Tony, it's actually Carl on the line. Can you hear me okay?
Oh, Carl. Well, hey, we'd love to hear from you, Carl. Thanks for being on the call. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. No problem. Hey, and thank you, Mr. Music. It's an honor to talk about how imperative convention is and has been to our businesses. You know, we've to be able to go there and get the big picture view of Prepaid Legal and the impact in the country, and then just to see every walk of life cross the stage as a success in Prepaid Legal. You know, being in a wheelchair and being actually crossing the stage on previous occasions, and then seeing everybody else, it just gives you a real insight as to how inclusive this industry is, and how everything just really, if you get to the teachings and go to and learn from your uplines and everybody up on the team, it's amazing what you will do in your business. But to go to the convention, you gain the passion from those thousands of like-minded individuals all striving for greatness and success. And our business truly grew exponentially after we went to convention. And after my first one in Las Vegas, I vowed that I'd never miss another one. And after a few years, got Debbie to start going to it, and she gained the passion as well. And, that just truly solidifies in your head how doable this business is. And we were talking about it, and how a doctor would constantly go to trainings and certifications to get proficient in their business, right? So that is what Prepaid Legal conventions are as well, and that will give you the insight, the passion, the everything you need to be able to be successful at this business. So everybody that goes to a convention will have that happen to them. And so with that, I'll turn the time back to you, Mr. Hughes.
Mr. Sporleader, thank you so much. I really appreciate that insight there. And I think I should have called on this lady first. She's actually going into a briefing with a guest. Hopefully I didn't miss her. And that's Ron's executive director out of my great state here of Arizona, right here as neighbor to me in Tucson, is Christina Felix. Are you there, Christina? She may have had to go into the briefing. But let's go out to the great state of Michigan to another one of our dear friends, Debbie McLaughlin, Silver Executive Director. Debbie, you've been to a ton of conventions with Prepaid Legal Services. Maybe you could just share a quick testimonial about why it's so important to be headed to Dallas next month.
Be happy to, Mr. Hughes. I know in 2000, my first convention was Vegas, and it was 10 days into the business, and Mr. Hughes told me that after I came into the business and we sat down to do our interview, he said, you're going to need to be in Vegas in about 10 days and you're going to need to be a director because it's called the leadership summit and you have to be a director to be a leader in this business. And I said, well, how am I going to do that in 10 days? He said, well, just listen, be coachable, and we can make that happen. So that's exactly what we did. We put our heads together. I didn't have the additional money to go to Vegas, but I made $1,900 in that first 10 days and became a director and went with a expectation of finding out what this business was really all about because all of our communication had been long distance with this business. And so going to convention, in my opinion, is the only way that people get a true commitment and conviction to this company. And to be honest, to be in this business for the last 10 years, if I had not gone to that first convention and gotten really committed and really compassionate from the stories and the training, it would have been difficult through some of the hard times that you have in your life. There's expectations of being a wonderful leader and a wonderful success in the business, and life hits you with some stones along the way. And so the stories that we heard that first convention, I remember a Legal Shield story that just hurt me to the heart to know that people are stopped for absolutely no reason other than the color of their skin. And it just horrified me because of the fact that in Michigan at the time, we didn't have legal shield. And when we got it, it just gave me that much more compassion for the people who have that kind of serious situation. We also had trainings, and I remember one of the ones that was done about watered-down Coca-Cola. And unfortunately, if you're not at the convention and you don't get 100% of the dose, you can't bring 100% back to your team. And even if you're a genius, you don't bring 100% back to your team. I totally agree with Joan. The numbers work. If you miss it, you backslide 18 months in this business by not being at the convention. I wouldn't dream of being dead, so you'll see me there. Back to you, Mr. Hughes.
Thank you so much, Debbie. I really appreciate that. And last but not least, in the great state of Texas, the gentleman's had a number of health difficulties, just like our own leader, Mr. Ken Moore. This gentleman just keeps slugging away, and even though he's losing his eyesight and got all kinds of huge medical problems, he's still one of the top producers every single month on our team, and that's Mr. Cesar Osborne. Mr. Osborne, we're coming to your backyard this year, Dallas, Texas, and I know you're excited about that, so I'll turn just a minute over to you, sir. Thank you.
Yes, sir, Mr. Hughes. Well, I'm very excited. It's going to be in Dallas. It's about 45 minutes from my home, so I get to drive back and forth, back to my house, sleep in my own bed, so that's a pretty good thing. But pretty much everything's been said about convention, but attending a national convention just gives us a boost. You know, it's not all peaches and cream out there in business, and sometimes we get a little down, and we need that shot in the arm. So it's imperative that people attend the national convention. They cannot afford to miss it. And we stay informed of the new ideas as we hear from the top brass on the stage. And we get to see others that's walking across the stage that's having success, that doesn't look any better than us or any smarter than us, but yet they're having success. And it gives us that encouragement that we need to go out there and succeed. And conventions are a part of building our business. And once that a person goes to the convention, prepaid legal becomes part of them. It just puts it in the heart. And that is just so important to keep people in the game. And it's just part of building the business of prepaid legal. And so we must attend all conventions if at all possible. So I would just encourage everyone to do whatever they've got to do. And I know sometimes it's a struggle to make convention cost-wise, but make that commitment because you never know what little gold nugget that somebody's going to say off of that stage or that you talk to somebody who's in prepaid that you talk to while you're at a cafe or whatever that's going to turn your business around. So I would just encourage everybody to be at the National Convention in Dallas. I'll see you there. Back over to you, Mr.
Thank you, Mr. Thank you, Mr. Osborne. I look forward to seeing you and Sandy there. And Mr. Moore, I just want to wrap up by saying that all these people are my friends, and they've done, and I know they're your friends too, and they've done an amazing job putting the little cherry on top why we ought to be there. Prepaid Legal gave us another gift a few days ago. They extended the pre-registration until tomorrow. So one last time, and they mentioned today on the leadership call they will not make another extension. So this is it. If you want to walk in, be pre-registered, it's $135 per person. You need to call Prepaid Legal Corporate by 7 p.m. Central Time tomorrow. Be ready with your debit or credit card so that they can take care of that over the phone and get your ticket so that you come pre-registered. Tomorrow, August 10th, is the last day. From there on out, it's $155 walk-in rate. You'll have to show up in Dallas and just walk up to the registration. And, of course, you'll probably be sitting up in the nosebleed section, but at least you'll be there. It really doesn't matter where you're sitting. And I really appreciate Angelina Rosser saying how if you're struggling financially, don't be so prideful that you keep that in. You talk to people. You call your upline. You call your sponsor. You call your upline executive director. Maybe there's a plan that they can work out where more people can jam into a hotel room, and maybe you can get a ride with someone in your market and help, give them $30, $40, $50 for gas. Where there's a will, there's a way. simply choosing not to come because of financial problems is a huge miscalculation in judgment in terms of your future with this company. So just encourage everybody to make that commitment. You know, rewards come with sacrifice, and I would encourage everybody to do whatever they have to do to sacrifice. Just one last thing, we have a few rooms available if you're looking for a decent rate, a mile and a half away, free shuttles, $10 taxi cab ride right to the American Airlines Center. If you go to if you use our discount code, I think we only have five or six rooms left, so I'm sure we'll sell them all out tonight. But if you use LTG, Larry, Tony, Gary, LTG is the discount code. We're going to be at the Dallas Embassy Suites Marketplace or Market Center, I think it's called. You can just go on our website, pplcenter.com, and there's a flyer on there that has the phone number and everything that you need to know. Feel free to use that if you can, if there's any rooms left. That will save you a little bit of money because it's only $99 a night plus tax. So if you got three or four people in a room, you could do like $30 a night. And then every room is a suite. They're huge. So no problem getting at least four to six people in a room. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you. Thank you, sir.
You bet, Mr. Hughes. I appreciate that. Appreciate all those great testimonials. What great leadership we have on our Moore Success team. Again, I want to thank Ms. Bourne for being on and, of course, Mr. Medford for being our special guest speaker tonight. And we're really excited about the upcoming Leadership Summit in Dallas. It's going to be here before we know it. With that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Randy, went a little long, but I'll tell you what a great call. Every speaker is right on target, right on down to Tony having the speakers, and every one of them was just fantastic. They had great knowledge. I'm glad that everybody was on the call tonight. Anyone that missed it just missed out. Folks, let's take what we learned tonight, what we heard tonight, take it back, take it to the other team, and make it come out right for them, for us. And remember, let's keep putting God first and then putting the family and keeping prepaid, and everything's going to be great. Remember your Mar, and God bless you, and good night.